Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Gold is golden right now. Seems like only a few short weeks ago, I penned an article and did a newscast revolving around the price action of both gold and silver. My, how time flies when you're having a good time, and gold and silver prices are definitely partying it up over $1,000 an ounce in just a handful of weeks. Gold is reaching new heights seemingly every day. The price increases of both metals, silver and gold, hit high gear just in the last 6 weeks or so, and only time will tell if the meteoric rise continues or takes a breather and corrects a bit. On October 17th, prices finally did take a break and backed off for at least for a day or so. Silver mirrored gold's rise, and its price finally broke through its January 1980 high of $50 an ounce. Do the quick math, and it took silver 45 years to recover where it was way back then. Half a century. Imagine that. Why now are both metals soaring, you ask? There are many theories and some cold hard truths as well. Rising prices are brought about by the simple fact that there are more buyers than sellers. It is true that a dwindling supply of something could cause price spikes, but in the grand scheme of things, this is not the case at this particular point in time with gold and silver. The gold market is not very large compared to many other markets. At gold's current price, the total gold market sits at around $1.2 trillion. For comparison, the U.S. stock market tops the $62 trillion mark, and the global stock market is valued at a whopping $127 trillion. Meanwhile, the silver market sits at about $3 trillion because silver is a little bit more readily available than gold. So who is buying all this silver and gold and driving prices into the stratosphere? The rumor mill points a possible finger at central banks of the world. Central banks are the banks of entire countries. They control the currency of each of their respective nations, with the exception of the countries that use the euro. The euro is controlled by the European Central Bank, and that encompasses about 20 countries for the euro. Needless to say, if central banks are scooping up gold and silver, it can supercharge the markets of both metals due to the sheer size of their bankrolls. Keep in mind, central banks can print up as much money as needed or if they desire, even if the number of central banks buying the metals are few and number, the fact that they can print up as much money as they want makes even one central bank a powerful force. Even one central bank buying gold could drive the price higher. The more central banks that start to accumulate the metal, the faster the prices rise. Whereas an individual investor buying spree would certainly move the markets into gold and silver, a central bank buying spree has the possibility of fueling an inferno of price rises. Why would the central banks of the world want gold or silver, or even both? Simply put, gold and silver cannot be printed up willy-nilly like paper money can. Since the beginning of time, gold has been the money of kings. It is often called the only real money. It can't be manufactured or printed up like paper dollars can. Its store of value has withstood the tincture of time over many thousands of years, and its long-standing store of value has never been duplicated nor questioned. Keep in mind also that the more paper dollars that are printed, the more they lose their value. And conversely, when paper currencies lose their value, gold goes up in price in those very same currencies. And since central banks everywhere have been printing up dollars for decades, gold's price has been steadily climbing in response. Now that gold is on the menu for central banks, the race to print up paper currencies to buy gold is on. It's not rocket science, it's just economic science. Print paper and buy more gold. And the more they do it, the higher gold and silver prices may go. Of course, as always, what goes up can come down. So caveat emptor, which means buyer beware, is the warning of the day. That does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. Like, you know, it was cruising for bruising.